It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. We're ready to rock and roll. Excited that you could be with us. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. And we're going to start things off fast and furious right away, JoJo. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's do that. Let's go down to the beach, Daytona Beach, Florida, as the Daytona 500 will take place coming up this Sunday. And we say hello to Ryan Preece. He is the driver of the number 60 for RFK Racing, getting ready to go in the Great American Race. Ryan, what's going on?
Not too much. Just sitting here watching last night's race over and over again. But man, I'm really excited for the 500 because we have a really fast Ford Mustang.
Yeah, I was watching the duels last night. Now, you were in that first duel and finished 13th, so I guess you'll take that because you survived, because it got a little crazy at times in that first duel. But what did you learn about your race car?
Well, I learned that, you know, if we were able to stay in control, we had a really fast race car. And just unfortunately, learning a lot, you know, being at a different team and the characteristics of it all. There was probably two or three things that I wish I did a little bit different. One was once I got the lead and got track position, not give it up. And the other one was, seemingly it looked like the way the race was playing out in those last five laps. And, you know, everything that I've seen in the past, the middle usually drops to the bottom and you're able to make ground up there. And it just didn't happen in the third lane that seems like kind of like that sucker, not sucker hole, but just like a sucker place to go and you lose spots. It made out. So, you know, I wish I jumped up in front of some of those guys and I think we could have had a real shot at winning it. So, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy we have a really fast race car that's in one piece with no damage. But, boy, am I frustrated because that car is just something really, really to look forward to for Sunday.
Did it, you know, obviously make it more difficult that both your teammates were in the other duel? So, you know, the Fords in general seemed outnumbered in that first duel.
Yeah, it made it really tough. It made it tough because the Chevrolets and the Toyotas had way more numbers in our duel. And, you know, guys are trying to move you the entire time. So when you do get track position, it was really just Josh Berry and I, and two cars against 20 other cars just makes it really tough. So, ultimately, I guess the good takeaways are is like I said, we have a car, we have a BuiltSubmarines.com, Ford Mustang that's in one piece, but also, you know, it's fast. I am just over the moon with how prepared the race car is and with the speed that it has.
Ryan Preece is on the Chase and Big Joe show. And Ryan, my co-host Chase, has all the great NASCAR questions because he loves NASCAR with you. I got a question for you. You went to the same high school with Will Levis, Tennessee Titans quarterback. Did you know that?
I didn't. I actually was in – the only thing I do know is there was another guy that I went to school with. His name was Will Tye. He played for the, I believe it was the Giants.
Yes.
As well as the Patriots at one point. So, he was in quite a few of my classes, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I'm looking at your Wikipedia page, which you should always go look at your Wikipedia page to make sure everything's correct. But you also went to the same high school as Jeff Bagwell. So, and you're one of their notable alumni, Ryan. So that might be the best thing you hear today. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's pretty neat. You know, it was Xavier in Middletown, obviously, was really great. It helps you grow up, you know, and at that age, you really think that you got everything figured out. But, boy, they shape you into a man. And, you know, as well as when you're chasing, you know, a dream like I was, I was able to do all the things. Basically, they taught me time management and how to get the job done that you needed to get done, as well as still doing the other things.
I love it. Also, I like to make things about myself, Ryan. You and I, Ryan Preece, share the same birthday.
Wow.
I like that.
Yes.
Look at that. October 25th, man. That's really cool.
It's right. So I would like for you this weekend to win the race for us. Not for you and your family, but for us. Is that okay?
I'm going to make sure if we do that, I'm going to do a big shout out.
I love it. I want to ask you about the Daytona 500. You know, in all the sports, you know, you have a preseason, you know, exhibition games in football and basketball. How do you get ready for the Daytona 500? Is there a way in December and January you can practice for this race?
No. to be honest with you, I mean, you can yes, you can. I'm joking when I say that. There's a lot of – you like to go back and watch film, and how we can use that to our benefit is really seeing moves that during the race you're baited into doing that make you feel like you're going to make a gain, you know, in track position, and ultimately what it's going to do is hurt you. But also there's really nothing that you can do to prepare for when they drop the green and there's 41 of you guys out there, and it's just – you know, just picture rush hour traffic in New York City going 190 plus miles per hour. And you're just trying to jump from lane to lane to gain track position. And it's, you got to have patience, but you got to be aggressive. So it's kind of like a balance.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And what's it like, you know, we talk about that flag when it drops, when all eyes of the racing world are upon you and the 41 other people. I mean, do you realize the enormity of it, or are you just worried about not hitting the car in front of you?
To be honest with you, I'm just thinking about how do I get myself to the front. That's the only thing. And I feel like as a race car driver, it's like that switch that you just flip on that you aren't really thinking about anything other than trying to win and doing whatever it takes at that point. So I feel like a lot of athletes out there, they, you know, when they get in that mindset, that's all you're thinking about.
We're talking to Ryan Preece. He drives the number 60 for RFK Racing. You mentioned earlier about the new team. I know you have to be excited to work, you know, with guys like Chris and Brad, of course, that since Brad's come over there and has part of the ownership. What's it been like in such a short amount of time to work with those guys?
Well, I'm still figuring or taking in a lot of the information we have, as well as, you know, soaking up all the stuff that Brad, you know, he's very, very detailed, which is nice. And as well as Chris, you know, it's just, to me, it feels like it's going to be a great place because, you know, I feel like all three of us are going to have really fast Ford Mustangs, but as well as we have a plan in place and a plan that I feel really confident we can execute because we're going to work well together. So it makes me excited for Sunday. It makes me excited for the Daytona 500 and the speed we have and really the plan that hopefully we can go execute.
Does it feel like even though you are with a new team, but, you know, last year obviously had to be tough because there was so much uncertainty of your future with Stuart Haas closing and all that stuff. Does it feel like a little bit of a weight has been lifted now that you can just focus on racing?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely feels good to know, you know, week in and week out, we're going to have really fast cars and it, you know, last year with the team shutting down, there was just so many other things that you had to think about to, you know, make sure that you had a job the next year. But as well as, I mean, it was just a lot to think about, you know, and then on top of that, making sure that you're going out there and you're doing everything that you need to do every given Sunday. So, you know, yeah, it's nice. It's nice hitting reset. It's nice being at RFK and, you know, having the support of Kroger and Castrol and every partner that we have. It like you said, just focus on your job, and it's kind of like doing what you did all your life, which was going out there and you know, getting the most out of the race car that day.
We're talking to Ryan Preece on the Chase and Big Joe show here. Ryan, do you have a pregame meal? Are you able to eat a meal before you get in the race car in the morning? How does the nutrition all this work on race day?
You know, I'm not a huge eater on race day, just because I don't want to feel bogged down or, you know, it's really interesting. But what I will say is I love oatmeal, you know, as well as some chicken and a little bit of salad, something light, you know, nothing too crazy.
I was just always curious to see what, you know, what drivers, because you're in that car for so long. And just like, I couldn't go to Crystal then hop in the race car on Daytona 500. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, you definitely I don't typically like to eat fried food, you know, on race day. I'll stay away from that, or even ice cream or anything like that. So
yes,
we'll probably just stick to what we're doing.
Love it.
Ryan Preece is with us, and you know, Joe, Ryan he won the first two Truck Series races at the Nashville Super Speedway.
I saw that.
Came back, and I actually have a funny story. Ryan wouldn't remember this. 2021 was the first year that it came back.
Correct.
Still kind of in the COVID stuff, right? So I'm the PA announcer, Ryan, and we're about to do driver intros. I felt so bad because they had every driver lined up by their car. I'm standing by the stage. I feel somebody walk up behind me. I look over, and there's Ryan, and he goes, "Hey, where do I go?" And I'm like,
"Yeah,
back to your truck," unfortunately. And I felt so bad because he walked all the way over there,
but
then he ended up winning the race. So I guess it worked out.
Yeah, man, I was just I'll tell you what, I love Nashville. I love that racetrack. I love the city, you know, Broadway and everything about it. So I'm eager and excited to get there this year. So maybe I'll run into you again.
Yeah, well, we look forward to it. Looking forward to Sunday. Best of luck, and hopefully you can take that 60 to victory lane. Appreciate the time today.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on, guys. See
yep, you. Absolutely. Ryan Preece joining us here on the program. He will line up 27th in the Great American Race, the Daytona 500, which is on Sunday, and you can actually hear the Daytona 500 in a couple of different places in our family. The whole race on Totally Hits 93.3 FM starting at 12:30, also on Sports Talk 8:30, and then after Vandy Baseball is done here on 102.5 The Game, you can hear the finish. So if you're out and about,
yeah,
you will have multiple options within the Cromwell family to listen to the race.
I tell you, if he wins on Sunday,
oh yeah,
and then we have the same birthday, and he just gave the shout out, I will be on another level.
Could you
level.
Imagine he's a victory lane? Hey, I just want to shout out Chase and Joe in Nashville.
If some guy asked me if I'm not going to crap in the car on Sunday, but this is for you, man, back in Nashville. All right, that's cool.
We'll also have the Fresh from Florida 250 Trucks race tonight at 6 o'clock on 94.9 The Fan, and the Xfinity Series United Rentals 300 at 3:30 tomorrow on 94.9 The Fan. So we got you covered on NASCAR at Daytona. Chase and Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.